So then here the last two phrase no decrease and no increase is related with the door to liberation of wishlessness. Then here, so it's talking when it says no decrease and no increase. No decrease refers to the fact, like after you practice the path, then the afflictive objection and the objection to omniscience are decreased. They are diminished or then diminished. So that in that sense you can say that there is talking about decrease, but there is no truly existent decrease. So it says no decrease, and then after you meditated path, then you perfect the good qualities. So therefore, the mind, you can say the mind is imbued with good qualities. There is the sense of increase or the fullness of the good qualities in the mind, but there is no truly existent sense of increase or fullness of the qualities. Therefore, it says no increase, and that is related with the door to liberation of wishlessness. And then, if you are not familiar with the two kinds of obstruction, afflictive objection and objection to omniscience, they're listed in the table 2 on the first page, the supplementary tables. The two kinds of obstructions, and Rinpoche will discuss more later.
So why the third path is called
the path of seeing, because that is a path in which emptiness is initially directly perceived. Therefore, it is called the emptiness is initially directly seen. Therefore, it is called path of seeing. So then similarly in Abhidhamma Ghosha it says, because at this time you see something which has never been seen before, because you're seeing something which has never been seen before in 16 moments, and then the truth here is for the first time seen. Therefore, it is the path of seeing of the truth. So in a sense, you can say that it's similar. The discussion in the Abhidhamma Ghosha is similar, but even though there is similarity there, it's not similar in all aspects, because the description of in Abhidhamma Ghosha is not always same as the ones given here in the Mahayana system.
So then here, after
you achieve the path of seeing, the next stage is the time when you go into the path of meditation. So how does one achieve that? First of all, we have to understand that there is the difference between the artificial afflictive obstruction and the innate afflictive obstructions. So then on the path of seeing, what has been abandoned is only the artificial delusions, the artificial form of conception of true existence. And then, so in other words, the obstruction which is abandoned on the path of seeing, only that part has been abandoned. What is left behind is the tumbang kaisa sabun
nyumul henje nyumul henje da nyumul henje sabun le dio ro ta de kau ku shi gomar be kau ku shi gor wa nyuri henje de la chambu chungon di chundin shi gomar be
Yeah, so what is left behind is the innate form of afflictive obstructions, the delusions which are generated innate form of delusions which are generated without depending upon reason. They are naturally generated kinds of delusions, so what is left behind is the innate afflictive obstructions, which is divided into three levels. To give an example, there are like different levels, the smaller or medium or greater level of the stains, the obstacles. And just like when you have a dirty clothes, the way you wash it is, first of all, with a little effort, you can get rid of the grosser form of stains. Then you have to take a much, much more effort to remove the subtle kinds of stains on the clothes. So similarly here, the grosser level of the obstacles are removed first. So therefore, if you look at the table, the table 2, it gives you the different levels of the innate afflictive obstructions, great of great, medium great, small of great. Great has three levels. The medium level is divided into three levels. So there is the great of medium, medium of medium, and small of medium. Then last three are the great of small. Among the small levels, there are the great, medium, and small. So the great of small, medium of small, and the small of small. And here we say that the first three levels, the great of great, medium of great, small of great, these three levels are abandoned or getting rid of initially.
What is it? That then the chimichibute, that one was doing was to Jetal long, Jetal goes, Yanja doing was to Jetu Yondu, and then the chimichibute, the Tara Nishene, and the Rabat Gadukunsuna, Tonone, Bonaguni, is that it?
So then here, the great of great level of the innate afflictive obstruction, is further divided into the gross form and the subtle form, or the coarse form and the subtle form. The coarse form, then after you achieve path of seeing, you're in the that time you're in the meditation, then you go into the post-meditation period, and then afterwards you go into the meditation, meditation directly realizing emptiness again. At that time, you get rid of the coarse level of the great of great innate afflictive obstruction, kind of long. But at that time, that is the time when you get rid of the subtle, the coarse form of that great of great innate afflictive obstruction. That is the time you achieve the path of meditation. So you go. You are in direct perception of emptiness for the first time, and you come out of meditation, you go into meditation again, and you get rid of the coarse form of the first of the nine levels described here of the innate afflictive obstructions, that is the time you achieve the path of meditation, which is on table 3. In table 3, it's... So then it says in the 5th chapter of Abhisamya Alamkala, Element for Clear Realization, the subsequently repeatedly thinking, that is the it's just a roughly rough translation, that is the path of meditation. So that is, I'm just giving, I can't, some of the spelling I can't recognize, I haven't read the quotation before that Rinpoche was giving from his memory. So according to this quotation, the reason why we call the fourth stage the path of meditation is because here we're repeatedly engaging in the meditation of emptiness, which has been seen on the path of seeing.
That then the chimbi chimbo rabba bombi and the gona gona de and the satan is gona is satan but the gona the gona nigi chai.
So the time when you abandon the cause form of the great of great innate afflictive obstruction, that is the time you achieve the path of meditation, which still falls, the initial stage of path of meditation is still within the first Bodhisattva Bhumi, the first ground. So therefore we can say that the first Bhumi, the first Bodhisattva ground, consists of both path of seeing and part of the path of meditation. So whenever you abandon the subtle form of or what is remain of the great of great innate afflictive obstruction, which is on the table, that is the time you go from the first Bodhisattva Bhumi to the second Bodhisattva Bhumi. And whenever you abandon the medium of great innate afflictive obstruction, that is the time you go from the second Bodhisattva Bhumi to the third Bodhisattva Bhumi. When a small of great form of the innate afflictive obstruction is abandoned, at that time you go from the third Bodhisattva ground to the fourth ground, the fourth Bodhisattva Bhumi. And then when the great of medium is abandoned, at that time you arrive at the fifth Bodhisattva ground. When the medium of medium is abandoned, you arrive at the sixth Bodhisattva Bhumi. And then you look further down in the table, in the table 2, when the small of medium form of innate afflictive obstruction is abandoned, then you achieve the seventh Bodhisattva Bhumi, which is in table 3.
The
kaisa kunda tang lenje di
dhubba jawa rwa kaanchi rinpa chibi lenje yose kaji ma chigi nyonji kunda lenje kumbwa pate jindo sa jibi thumi bache ma kaji ma chigi denzin chungo kusum chicha kumbwa
di ju lame rwa lame nanjo rwa lame nanjo ma to di jude wuma sum di yuma rwa
jude wuma sum di jude wuma sum pichi bache diba dhubba nabu yu
So then here the when you achieve the seventh Bodhisattva Bhumi, in the next step you get rid of the three levels of the small form of innate affective obstruction, that is the great of small, medium of small, and small of small, that is in table two. These three levels of innate afflictive obstructions are abandoned simultaneously when you achieve for the first time the initial level of the path, the initial level of the uninterrupted path, the initial time, that is the first time you achieve the uninterrupted path of eighth ground. That is the time you abandon all three kinds of the grade of small, medium small, and small of small kinds of innate afflictive obstruction. That is the time you achieve the eighth ground in table three. So here we say that the three kinds of the three levels of obstructions is this, abandoned simultaneously. The eighth ground is such that it can abandon these three levels of obstruction simultaneously, and that is similar or like a, that there is a similarity can be drawn between this, the fact that Eighth Bodhisattva Bhumi can abandon three levels of obstruction, between this and also and during the tantric path, that is, here we're talking about the highest Yuga Tantra, not the three lower tantras. In a highest Yuga Tantra, when you achieve the fourth stage, which is called the meaning clear light, at that time, the artificial and innate form of afflictive obstruction is abandoned simultaneously. Then similar to that, here on the eighth Bodhisattva Bhumi, that is here in the Sutra path, not Tantra path, the three levels of obstruction, the great of great, medium of great, and great of small, medium of small, and small of small innate afflictive obstruction are abandoned simultaneously on the eighth ground.
That is dajung wu tu lu wo res. Dajung wa, ni li bung wu dajung wa, dajung wa cha lu.
And here, when you reach this stage, then you becomes an arhat. You achieve the state of an arhat.
Sa ji wa la tamang ta ta, sa ji ni wa xie ju xie, wu ma ju wa, sa ji wa go su, nyue mu wa, sa myung da ji wa, wong bi dajung wa cha lu res, dajung tu lu.
Chandrakirti's guide to the middle way, Majjhimaka Avatara, also spoke to the effect that on the eighth Bodhisattva Bhumi, one get rid of affective obstructions, the delusions and its seeds. So then this presentation is based upon the Prasangika, the consequence school, that is very different from the presentation which can be found in the mind-only school and also in the Sutra Autonomy Middle Way School. If you look at the table one, the Middle Way School is divided into Autonomy, Svatantrika School, and a consequence or Prasangika School. And then Autonomy School is divided into Yogic Autonomy Middle Way School, or the Yogacara Svatantrika Majjhimaka, and the Sutra Autonomy Middle Way School. So according to the Middle Way School and the Yogic Autonomy Middle Way School, the abandonment, when you achieve Buddhahood, that is, so according to this school, the abandonment of afflictive obstruction and the abandonment of obstruction to omniscience happen at the same time. They can go together. So when you achieve Buddhahood, that is that when the time you achieve Buddhahood, that is the time the afflictive obstruction and obstruction to omniscience are abandoned together. So that is different from the presentation here, because here, according to the Prasangika school, you don't start to abandon obstruction to omniscience before you totally abandon afflictive obstruction. So then here we say that at the eighth, on the eighth Bodhisattva ground, a Bodhisattva achieve the total elimination of afflictive obstruction, but what is left behind is the obstruction to omniscience, which is the imprints of delusions, imprints of kleshas. So here also we say that when a hearer or a solitary realizer achieve a state of arhat, that time he has only abandoned afflictive obstruction, and has not yet abandoned the obstruction to omniscience, because we say that there is still indication that there are obstructions yet to be abandoned for a arhat, because as we can see that then it says the indication is for arhat, there are like a very rough movement, physical movement of them, and also inappropriate verbal speech of the arhats, which indicates that for them they have not yet abandoned all kinds of obstructions. Then, for instance, they say when during a special special circumstance, sometimes an arhat, it's even possible for an arhat to say, "Oh, I didn't do this; he did that." So, kind of a rough form of speech that is possible. Then also, when they come to a solitary place, then sometimes they also play around or jumping around. Sometimes physical, very rough physical movement. So these indicates that for them the obstruction to omniscience has not yet been removed.
Tā shidi ki bācā di tā gu shikien tā rāmarā yor, tā sūng shikien tā bācīn tīgu yor, shidi tīle chēmbu dīng chōngu sūng shīne, anē shidi chēmbu tī sā jībī tāmi bācī mānā kōngu yor.
So then there are different ways to divide up obstruction to omniscience. Sometimes it's divided into 9 levels. But here, Rinpoche feel that it's sufficient just to divide them into 3 levels. So there is the great level, medium, and the small level of the obstruction to omniscience. And then here we say that the great level of obstruction to omniscience is abandoned on the last stage, the last stage of the uninterrupted path of the eighth ground. The last time you achieve the uninterrupted path on eighth ground, that is the time when the great level of obstruction to omniscience is abandoned. So you can find the the different levels of obstruction to omniscience in Table 2 at the very bottom. And then the medium level of the obstruction to omniscience is abandoned when you achieve the ninth bodhisattva ground. Then the small level of obstruction to omniscience is divided into cause, yet divided into cause and subtle level, subtle and cause and subtle form of the small level of the obstruction to omniscience. So the cause form of the small obstruction to omniscience is abandoned simultaneous with the achievement of the 10th Bodhisattva Bhumi. Then the smallest form, the subtlest form of the small obstruction to omniscience is abandoned on the path of, it's called the path of the uninterrupted path at the end of the continuum as a sentient being. That means it's still on the path of meditation, but it's very end, right before the achievement of enlightenment. That is the time during that uninterrupted path you abandon the subtlest form of the small obstruction to omniscience. Here we say that after you achieved that kind of uninterrupted path during this special kind of samadhi, meditative stabilization, it's called the diamond-like meditative stabilization, diamond-like samadhi. That is the very end, right before the achievement of enlightenment. After you have achieved the uninterrupted path, when you move from the uninterrupted path to the path of release, that is the time you achieve the non-abiding nirvana, Buddha's non-abiding nirvana, and that at that time also you actualize the truth body, enjoyment body, and the emanation body of a Buddha, and by way of actualizing these three bodies, you achieve achieve Buddhahood. We speak about Rinpoche has mentioned the three bodies of a Buddha. Then there is the emanation body. There are three kinds of emanation body. There is the supreme emanation body, and then there is also the emanation body as a artisan, and then there is also the reincarnated emanation body. So the first kind is called the supreme emanation body. That refers to, a Buddha who the emanation of Buddha as a fully enlightened being who performs the 12 enlightened deeds, such as Buddha Shakyamuni. Then the reincarnated emanation body refers to then in the case of Buddha, the Shakyamuni Buddha, when he was born in the Gandangi era.
Mm.
Laibu, the celestial being, Dambuk Dogabu, that's his name, the Tibetan name. The reincarnated the term is called the reincarnated emanation body. That refers to the, for instance, the Shakyamuni Buddha before he was born in this world into the womb of his mother. He was staying in the Tushita heaven, a level of Tushita heaven which is called Iga Chunjin, like a separate place within the Tushita heaven where he stayed, and his name was. I forgot, Rinpoche just mentioned. It's like a long Tibetan name. So he was born into the Jambuvipa. And then after he was born, Maitreya take over his place. So that Bodhisattva, like after, right before he come and would be born in onto the earth as a enlightened being, that form of emanation is called the reincarnated emanation body.
Then the Zuyu Jugu, that's not you Jugu Dele, Panama, Sundawat, Nakal Shasuna, and Chutama Gangan, the Uzuni Shadow was. Chutama men and the Uzuni Shadow was. Susu Mene, Sanji Jubanjiagi, and Devata, and Lake Yobayina, and the Sanji Jugu the Chawa, Kaleka Yosomatis, and the Uzuni Chunishadow.
So then the third kind is called the emanation body as an artisan. What it's saying is emanation of a Buddha is like the reflection reflection of a moon in water. If the water is clear, then you can see a very clear image of the reflection of a moon. But if the water is not clear, then the image will not be so clear. So in that way, we can only see the emanation of Buddha according to our karmic condition, the fortune, karmic lege tam kai.
So suki sanji ki tuji ya ge lege kwa teba tanu yoba yena anu ko so suki le tam teba tuba chao.
So the one can only see an emanation of Buddha in accordance with one's own faith and also the karmic the fortune according to one's own karma. So it's independence upon your own karma, then you can see meet with emanation of Buddha in different form. Then, for instance, Buddha says, during a time of five degeneration, I will be emanated in the form of letters. At that time, you have to pay respect to the letters. That means during the time of five degeneration, which is our time, he will be emanating in a form of letters, words. So that means at that time we have to study the text very carefully, very well. There is also the enjoyment body of a Buddha. So we say that Buddha has an enjoyment body which have five certainties. That means a Buddha only stays in the highest the highest pure land called the heavily adorned, and then he only teaches. He only teaches the Mahayana teachings. The Shambhala, the Tepa Chimbu Chuma Dhamma.
Tepa Chimbu Chuma Yusuma. Ne, we do look at the Mokona Shuma. And then, Kushan Sepa Shada Go.
Shada Go.
Chazan Songju Tanya, the Beri Song Jiju Tepa. Nepa Nade Marga.
To Kasanti. So then the five certainties is enlightened the imminent the enjoyment body only stays in the highest pure land. It's called the heavily adorned, and then he only teaches Mahayana Dharma, and he is only surrounded by the Mahayana disciples and Mahayana Arya disciples, Mahaya superiors, and then three, right? And then he is he stays until the end of samsara, and then the last one is what? Then he's only adorned by the 32 major marks and 80 minor marks of a Buddha. So that's the five certainty. The enjoyment body has those five certainties. Then again, Rinpoche was reciting from his memory a verse from the 8th chapter of Abhisamma Ahamkala, which gives the five certainties. When someone achieve enlightenment, then he also achieve the truth of cessation, the truth of cessation of abstraction to omniscience. So that truth of cessation, together with the omniscient mind of a Buddha, consists the truth body of a Buddha. So then when we achieve enlightenment, then our body is transformed into enjoyment body and illumination body. Then our mind is transformed into the omniscient mind of the Buddha, the truth body. So in that way, we say that every sentient being has the Buddha nature, has the potential to achieve Buddhahood, enlightenment. So tonight we will stop here, and if you have any questions, you can ask now. So maybe you're a little bit tired after this teaching, but Rinpoche feel that you're listening very very well, and he wants to thank you.
When you spoke of the innate afflictive obstructions, can you give an example of what you mean by those in reference to the great, medium, and small obstructions?
Oh, okay.
An example.
Oh, okay. The Rinpoche Kyan Kashubra, the Lenje Kazan, the Nungji Lenje Sungyarwa, the net Rinpaku Yarisa, the net the Kwan to Tanda Samadana, the Beiji Yuna, the Samadana, the Dez.
But they is Buddha Nazo Guba Yorwa, Guba Tanda Guba Dusi Yorwa, and the Guba Baya, three Tabay and Dana Tel Jamaji Debu, what the dog is your support. Same thing.
So then So when we say the innate afflictive obstruction, nyungjil hengjie in Tibetan, that refers to the delusions which doesn't depends on reason, like attachment or any kinds of delusion that we have, which doesn't rely on reason, like naturally generated those kind of some of the like attachment or anger is generated based on reason, thinking of this and that, and then the strong emotion is generated. And sometimes they are like naturally generated without depending upon reason. So these are the innate afflictive obstructions. And then we talk about different levels. So that means there are like a stronger form of that and a weaker form of that. Just like when you, like these are like stings, obstructions are like stings on the clothing. Then like when you're washing the clothes, there are the more like more obvious bigger stings or more obvious stings. Then there's also the smaller ones. So basically stronger and weaker form of those delusions and those negative emotions.
I believe that Prabhupada gave three indications that things are not truly existent. The first being dependent arising, the second freedom from singularity and multiplicity, the third being metaphors. Could you go into metaphors a bit?
Dendendi Rinpoche di Chotanji kasa dema madrube di kasa tendi kasa di kasa junchen di kasa Rinpoche junchen di Chotanji dema madrube di junchen la di dende di riba tang jikdu jegi riba niche dende yang pe la dende di dende di kasa di tuna di togo resa dende pe kanche pe Bendy country is.
Pupana, Murunda, Zunenda, Mala Juma, Pinju, Malachi, Jumachi, Pinju, Taja, Pomuja, Damasu, Zunen, Mazu, Murunda, Zunenda, Janabana, Chunon, Dayuzuni, Chunon, Dayuzuni, Janatrikwa, Chunon, Dayuzuni, Shagawa, Chunon, Dayuzuni, the Agin Dawad Maros, Magichud Maros, Chumena, Domena, Chunon, Dawad Suba, the Dene.
So then there are many metaphors for the emptiness of true existence. Then it talks about the reflections and reflections, dreams, mirage, echoes. Those are all metaphors for the emptiness of true existence. Then here it might be easier if you look think about the reflection in the water of the moon, image of the moon. The reflection of moon in the water, it is not a moon, and it is also not the water itself. It's only like a dependent arising. Have the illusory nature that reflection. And similarly, any phenomena is only designated independence upon the like a collection which serves as the basis of designation. So they are only merely designated, and they have the illusory nature, not truly existent, has the illusory nature, just like the nature of reflection in water, similar to the nature of reflection in the water. Then also a very good metaphor and very good example is the image when you go to movie, you see the image of house, this and that, That also serves as a very good example that shows emptiness of true existence.
I don't know whether this is pertinent or not, but I read a book about the brain written by Carl Sagan, and he talked about the limbic system, in which we have some very primitive emotions or instincts that arise from, long ago from our evolution. And this, would this be where the innate afflictive obstructions arise, something that has to do with some very primitive emotions that might be inherited from lower forms of life?
So it's like our body has some physical support which comes from the evolution that has to do with the primitive form of emotion, right? Ji ka shu ge di merigi te chi lo 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 ge se de de tem na la ka shu ge di na cho gi su bu di ka she di di chen ri ba di di se yo le di ne na cho di evolution di ni ma di ka sa di bu chung chung ne di ne nya ta di be ba ja bu di ne di ka sa collect di ne mi cha yo le sa tam bu di mi ma le di low form of life, the bena sinjin shen ba di kale kale di ro mang bu di du shu di jian qing ne di mi cha gyo le sa di ne nga cho su bu di su bu gi cha she ka she di ka sa sinjin di nima di nang xin yo le che zang di nga cho di su bu gi ka sa di cha she ka she di kaisa nima gi sinjin di nashin di yueba inja dine nga cho gi kaisu gore chowa tang nyomong ba di kashi di nima gi sinjin nashin gi nyomong ba di duja kashi yore sa dencho di lenje kaisa nyongji lenje rebe sa
nyongji lenje kade sa
Oh,
sorry.
Okay. He says, can you explain evolution in Tibetan to her? Can you describe evolution to Rinpoche?
Evolution
is... It's good to have a Tibetan here.
And this is not so bad, but... part of the nation, too, but now... Mata sisi guna tu, lepas tu, lepas tu, mari riju sugu berita. Tiada sikit puju ins, juga sugu ber. Patrengan sangat sempat, mata sisi juga tu, buku je, ane rembe, ane macam apa ris, lepas tu, untuk sih, tenda pun dapat tu sih.
Dan ni, ni mangi senjeng di rembe di mila cawe injang, di ni mangi senjeng di so di. Nyumun ba di kaisa duja di kashi yore wa che zang nga so di nyumun ba di duja kashi yore che zang den so di nyumun ba lenje rebe sa
tena nyumun ba lenje yore gunda yore sa
di nga so la
gunda lenje nyega yore jusen lenba tama dema nye
di tang di ngema gi sinjin den so di jewa yore be di kale kale rinpe jube di sinjin kunzo nyumun ba yoba yinza nga so yang
你牛母当心，等这当心的。他们他们不是牛母吧？有那俺是吃吧？牛母吧，就是个牛吧，俺是累的吧？嗯，巴扎，俺是累的，人家的巴扎。这张的牛母把天气热的是。天气热就是不打，你热。Yeah,
he says the Tibetan they have also kind of little bit similar somehow the description Tibetan. Presentation of how the human race come from, then they say, at least according to the Tibetan tradition, they say it was. I didn't hear what Rinpoche was saying, but I think I read the Avalokiteshvara became, he was emanating as a monkey.
Monkey.
It was monkey, and there was a.
Ogress.
Yeah.
Oh, no, ogre.
And then there is also the demon or something.
Yeah.
Then these two, they come, they have babies, and then slowly that was like developed into the earlier Tibetans. So they have this idea, maybe human kind of human comes from monkey or something. So
it's
oh, you said we have a depiction of that from on the mural. The monkey or something. The one is the emanation of Avalokiteshvara, right? The other is the demon, the monkey and the demon, right? They have babies, and then that was the origin of the Tibetan people. So maybe it has little to do with evolution, or maybe I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, that do not depend upon our reason, they happen regardless of reason.
Yeah, so they say we have the, if that is the case, then from the lower form of like a life, we inherited the kind of imprints of like negative emotions, and then that can have either the innate and artificial, can have two kinds of them. We can, like through the process of development of human life, we could have kind of inherited negative emotions, which has both artificial and innate form. Yeah, so they say that according to the story, the monkeys have a great jamachimbuya. Because the monkey was the emanation of Avalokiteshvara, therefore it has great compassion. And then the demon, Rahula, whatever that kind of spirit, it has a very strong form of anger. Yeah, so because it comes from the mother and the like original parents, father and mother, from that tradition lineage, therefore some Tibetans, therefore according to this tradition, some Tibetans have great love, and some of them are very irritable people. Then another story. Another story is kind of talking about the origin of Tibetan people. They say one time there was a war in India, and then one party of the war were defeated, so the leader wore the woman's clothing, and he fled to the land of snow with 1,000 soldiers. They arrived there. That becomes the origin of the Tibetan people. And because they fled, they run away from the war, being defeated. After being defeated, they run away, fled. Therefore, they are called in Tibetan. Like a running away, fleeing is called the Burba. So therefore, the people is called the Burba. The Tibetan, in Tibetan language, Tibetan is called Burba.
Burba is the ancient
government. Not moving, fleeing, or what do you say, running away. Maybe there's a good word. Like after you, maybe you're afraid of something, you're running away. What is the word?
Retreating?
Fleeing? Or like a
movement.
Yeah.
Smart.
yeah, whatever. Yeah, that Yeah, it's like a fleeing, like a running away. That is the verb running away, like in a case, like if you have some fear or something, you run away, it's called verba. And the Tibetan, in Tibetan language, Tibetans is called purba. So he says it's from that word, because the original people, they fled after being defeated.
That was the job of Gallica.
Yeah, maybe we're tired and we don't have any question anymore. Yeah, that's all. We have to do something in prayer.